welcome to the Committed to Christ podcast.
Yay, we're back again.
Greg, Kelly, and Dexter with you tonight. Dexter is licking my foot right now, so.
Hey, whatever if I keeps
start
him quiet.
Giggling. Yeah, you'll know if he starts chewing on it, that's for sure, but. Yeah, go ahead and lick away, buddy.
Oh, too much information.
That's, yeah.
I if it keeps went him quiet,
because
life.
He is a yakker for sure.
Oh.
He's got some husky in him or something that just doesn't.
I like to talk. Yeah.
Yeah. He's never quiet.
Nope.
Just always constantly sassy. So, anyway, speaking of sassy, Aaron's not here tonight. And I'm teasing. Well, he got a job.
He did.
And it's. Taken a little bit
strange.
Of getting used to with him not being home in the evenings.
Yeah, my mom used to tease us about how we used to always be together, all three of us, all the time, everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now when he comes home, he's exhausted.
He's
you can
tired.
See it on him. He's like, oh.
He gets up, he goes to school, he comes home. He's home for only
15, 20 minutes, maybe?
20, 25 minutes.
Okay, a little longer.
Yeah.
All right.
Enough time to change his clothes, get something to eat, and jump in the car.
Back to work.
And he goes to work.
Or off to work, I should say. Yeah.
Wow. Only well, 2 days off.
Yeah, only two. Right. You know, he is, I mean, the hours that he's working,
he's
really
dedicated.
Close to full time, I'd say. Right.
Well,
I mean, he's
he can't
not
be that close
but
because
he's,
he would be, if you included his school hours.
Yeah. Oh, he's, yeah, beyond that. But,
right.
Yeah. So anyway, he's, I think he's understanding his parents a little more now that he's got a job. And yeah. So it makes me kind of smile sometimes.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, so we haven't podcasted in a while. Apologies, everyone. We're just lazy. So anyway.
Yeah, we do nothing at all.
We left off in Romans 13 because we've been going through the book of Romans.
Yes.
And so we are going to be picking up in Romans 14 today. And we actually did study for this.
We did.
So,
I'm
totally
Greg,
prepared.
You make it sound like we haven't been doing anything.
I know.
We've gotten busier in ministry and other areas. And, you know, sometimes you just have to stop and be quiet and listen to God. And so that's what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's been good, the break that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
But we know now it's time to get back on and
for sure.
And share.
For sure. Because you all are still listening. And I look at those numbers and I'm like, they're listening and we're not putting anything out. So we need to keep going here. So,
right.
And we don't want to quit. We really don't. As long as I'm a Christian, I want to be always ministering some way, somehow.
Right.
So, all right. Romans chapter 14, starting in verse 1, Paul, he is saying, "Accept the one whose faith is weak. Without quarreling over disputable matters. One person's faith allows them to eat anything, but another whose faith is weak eats only vegetables. The one who eats everything must not treat with contempt the one who does not, and the one who does not eat everything must not judge the one who does, for God has accepted both of them. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To their own master, servants stand or fall, and they will stand, for the Lord is able to make them stand." So right away, you see Paul is kind of setting the stage here for every person to walk their own personal walk with the Lord.
Right, and so now he's speaking about believers here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't judge another believer.
Right.
It's not your place.
Right.
We're all serving God. It's God's place to judge. Right?
Absolutely.
And not to put your spiritual
convictions
on somebody else.
Well, stay in.
Right, because we have a tendency to do that. And I have to be really careful of that. You know, sometimes there are things that I feel very strongly about. And, you know, we're coming upon the Halloween season. And stepping into that now, you know, as I get closer to Christ, there are things that I see. And it's like, ooh, I don't know. That's kind of maybe stepping into, you know, something that's not godly here.
Darker territory.
But,
yeah,
you know, for people who don't know as much as I do, who aren't in the same place as me, sometimes the best route for me to take is to be quiet. And in that situation, my silence says more.
Absolutely.
Than my big mouth would, right?
So one thing that I've learned in my walk with the Lord is God can do the convicting. It's okay to let the Lord do that.
Exactly.
Because that's what changes people.
Right. Well, and this whole chapter, as we get further into this, that's exactly what Paul is talking about. Because what it does is it causes division in Christians. It divides us.
Absolutely.
Because everybody has different things that God is going to say, you shouldn't do this, or, you know, that you're going to feel like you shouldn't do. And we have to be really careful that we don't put that on somebody else.
Yeah. All right. Verse 5 says, one person considers one day more sacred than another. Another considers every day alike. Each of them should be fully convinced in their own mind. So basically no special days or holidays for one person. Somebody else thinks a day is holy or whatever. Verse 6, whoever regards one day as special does so to the Lord. Whoever eats meat does so to the Lord, for they give thanks to God, and whoever abstains from eating meat does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives for ourselves alone, and none of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living.
I can listen to that and think about dissension in denominations because of, and if you read this, I mean, why does this matter so much, right? Why are we making such a big deal out of this?
Yeah. Right. Absolutely. So basically, I mean, Paul's just telling us whether we live on this earth or when we die, we are dying in Christ.
Right.
So we're never away from him.
Exactly.
Verse 10, you then, why do you judge your brother or sister? Or why do you treat them with contempt? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me. Every tongue will acknowledge God. So then, each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. So if God has called you to live a certain way, you need to live that way. If he's put on your heart to abstain from meat, abstain from meat. If he's called you to, you know, whatever
right,
it is,
right.
I mean, you'll have that conviction in your spirit to live a certain way.
Exactly.
And the only person that you have to answer to for that is Jesus.
Right.
Now, we're not talking about sin. I mean, he doesn't call us to live a life with a little bit of sin included in that
right.
to gratify our flesh. No, this is a life of purity before the Lord. Verse 13, therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle, or as we say in the South, obstacle, in the way of a brother or sister.
We say that in the South?
Some people do.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of funny.
All right.
Verse 14, I am convinced, being fully persuaded in the Lord Jesus, that nothing is unclean in itself. But if anyone regards something as unclean, then for that person, it is unclean. If your brother or sister is distressed because of what you eat, you are no longer acting in love. Do not, by your eating, destroy someone from whom Christ died. Therefore, do not let what you know is good be spoken of as evil, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and receives human approval. Let me give an example.
Okay.
So a few years back, Aaron had a dirt bike, and we had a neighbor who also had a dirt bike. I had a dirt bike, and he wanted to take us somewhere, you know, trails to ride. So we went with him. Now, the thing is, our neighbor was a believer, but he did not eat meat. So I told Aaron before we went, I said, now listen, I said, if we stop anywhere to get something to eat, like to a McDonald's or wherever when we're done, I said, we're getting fries and that's it. You know, because we don't want to make someone for whom Christ died stumble. I don't want to use my freedom and lord it over him going, hey man, you know, you don't have to not eat meat. You know, you can eat meat and still go to heaven.
Right.
I mean, that could be really offensive to somebody's walk in Christ because they're doing that by faith. And that was a good lesson. I was very proud of myself as a father.
Good job,
Greg. To teach my son a spiritual lesson. So And it worked.
It did.
And you know what? I don't think we even stopped at McDonald's.
Okay.
I wish we would have because they have good fries. Anyway, verse 19. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. There we go. All food is clean, but it is wrong for a person to eat anything that causes someone else to stumble. It is better not to eat meat or drink wine or to do anything else that will cause your brother or sister to fall because you don't know what they're capable of. We know Christians who have zero problem having a glass of wine to drink.
Correct.
They're still a Christian. But if they do it in front of the wrong person, it could cause that person to stumble, fall into alcoholism, who knows what. So don't use your freedom to make somebody else stumble.
Right.
Better off to do that thing, you know, whatever, alone by yourself. Not that I'm in saying that that's okay either. All right, verse 22. So whatever you believe about these things, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who does not condemn himself by what he approves. See, we all know our limits.
Right.
Right. Within a holy confine, we know what our limits are.
Right.
And not to go beyond. Verse 23, the final verse, says, but whoever has doubts is condemned if they eat because their eating is not from faith, and everything that does not come from faith is sin. So that is the Christian life. We need to live by faith.
I know that earlier I was talking about, I brought up Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And as you were reading through this and everything, and I'm listening to it, I know what Paul is doing here is he's talking to Christians. He's not talking to a Christian and a non-believer.
Yeah.
Right. And there are certain things, I guess, I feel like I need to check myself or correct myself in saying that, okay, I have a conviction that I know what the source of Halloween, I know what Halloween does to people.
Yeah.
You know, so knowing that as a Christian, I need to steer clear of it because I don't want it to ruin my testimony, my belief in God. Because that doesn't say anything about God. So I don't, because I said earlier, you know, that I try to be quiet and not say anything. And I do, I try to just pray because there are Christians who do participate in Halloween. And some of them, in my opinion, go too far. So that is such a fine line to walk. And I guess I'm just going to bring this up because this is a conversation. Like, that's a fine line to walk, knowing when you say something, because, you know, the Bible, Paul also says, is it Paul that says iron sharpens iron? Mm-hmm. When you're together, you know, two Christians you do come together. There are going to be things that you're going to discuss that you're not going to agree upon.
Right.
Right. But we also have to remember that we're coming together under Christ. And at some point, we have to be able to let things go and still be a brother and sister or sisters in Christ and know that that person is walking their walk and I'm walking my walk. And if I think that they're doing something they shouldn't be doing, the best thing for me to do at that point, after we've had the discussion and we realize, oh, we're not going to agree on this, then the point, you come to the point where like, okay, now it's time to just go in peace and pray for that person.
Yeah.
Because that's where you got to let God deal with it.
He's not in the business of hurting us. He's in the business of helping us.
Right.
Helping us to, you know, have a better life, to grow in him for an eternal life.
Yep.
You know, so, well, we love you all so much. Dexter loves you too. He's done licking my foot.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, he's about asleep. So we love you guys. We will talk to you next time. Romans chapter 15. Bye-bye.